Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your national news briefing. The Prime Minister is set to fly to Europe tomorrow morning to attend a NATO summit, followed by a meeting with the French President. Anthony Albanese looking to rebuild Australia's relationship with France after Scott Morrison tore up a multi-billion dollar submarine deal. A teenage boy has been stabbed to death in front of his parents inside a family home in northern New South Wales. Emergency services raced to a house at Casino early this morning, finding the 17-year-old injured. He couldn't be saved. Superintendent Scott Turner says they believe the attack was targeted.
The parents were home at the time and they're quite distressed, as you would be. Losing any child in any circumstances is tragic enough, but certainly in the circumstances that have occurred last night, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and friends.
There's been another gangland shooting in Melbourne this afternoon, with a man now fighting for life in hospital after suffering multiple gunshot wounds. It happened outside the Fawkner police station in Hadfield. Overseas, there's been a mass shooting at a nightclub in Oslo in Norway. Two people dead and at least 14 people are injured. The suspect is with police, but there's no clear motive. And the city of Perth has welcomed thousands of sports-mad travellers into WA for State of Origin 2. It all happens tomorrow night at Optus Stadium. The teams and coaches from both New South Wales and Queensland were officially welcomed in the CBD this afternoon by Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis.
Not our game typically, as we know, but we love it when we get the best of the best in town. And this weekend, that's exactly what we've got.
Geelong defender Tom Stewart is looking at a number of weeks on the sidelines after he hit Richmond's Dion Prestia high off the ball. Prestia was knocked unconscious in the game at the MCG. Earlier, Carlton belting the Dockers by 31 points. Sam Walsh with 40 disposals. The win puts the Blues into the top four. Tonight, it's the Saints and the Sydney Swans at the SCG. While New South Wales and Queensland just over 24 hours from Origin 2 at Optus Stadium over in Perth.
Listener.